In this bulletin, federal government announces a $14.2 million package for programs in Alice Springs. An emergency national cabinet meeting called today, seeking to address the country's growing domestic violence crisis. And the South Sydney Rabbitohs announced the departure of club coach Jason Demetriou. The federal government has announced a $14.2 million package to policing and other community safety support programs in Alice Springs following a surge of violent incidents in the region. The package will be added to the $250 million funding that was announced last May to safeguard the Northern Territory and Central Australia. It comes shortly after a three-week curfew in the area, which was imposed after the death of an 18-year-old in a car crash that led to a violent feud. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, who is visiting Alice Springs to announce the funding, says all young people deserve an education.
We're determined to make sure that we make these right investments. That's why we've contributed $250 million through the Central Australia package, $1 billion combined between the Commonwealth and Territory to double literally the funding that the national government is putting into public schools so that every young Territorian can get the opportunity of a good education.
Victorian Premier Jacinta Allan has become the first head of government to appear before an Indigenous truth-telling inquiry in Australia. The Premier has spoken at the Yurok Justice Commission, which is investigating land injustices. She says she is ashamed at how little she knew of the massacres of First Nations people in central Victoria.
I have learnt much that I did not know in terms of the true history of the dispossession, what the settlers, the colonisers did when they came to Victoria. I did not know of the massacres, I'm ashamed to say. I have learnt about the size and scale of the murders and the massacres through my preparation for my appearance today.
The Commission has urged her to act on her words. An emergency national cabinet meeting is convening today to address the nation's growing domestic violence crisis and an outcry over the deaths of women across Australia. State and territory leaders will discuss measures to strengthen prevention efforts, including stricter bail laws, the impact of harmful online content like violent pornography and groups that promote hatred of women, and more funding for support services for women. In 2020 to 2023, 34 women were killed by an intimate partner, an increase of 28% on the previous year. Police in Victoria alone have responded to 94,000 incidents in the last 12 months. The state's Family Violence Command Assistant Commissioner, Lauren Calloway, told the Nine Network they see family violence committed every 6 minutes.
I think some of the ways that we need to go back and have a revisit, is perpetrator accountability. All the community marches and outrage we've seen this week is about people's frustration that perpetrators seem to be able to operate with impunity. So all things are on the table when we have these conversations, whether it's law enforcement levers, more support services.
Minister for Migration says the federal government is deeply concerned after a Perth grandmother was assaulted, allegedly by a recently freed immigration detainee during a violent home invasion. The man was one of three people arrested over the assault and robbery of 73-year-old Nanette Simmons earlier in April. Western Australian police allege the trio assaulted Simmons' husband, Philip, 76, and tied his hands behind his back before stealing $200,000 worth of jewellery. The former detainee was one of 174 men released from the immigration detention in November after the High Court ruled indefinite detention was unlawful. Migration Minister Andrew Giles has told ABC the government is looking to reinforce safety measures.
We are continually looking at everything that we can do that will assist us in and our law enforcement agencies in particular to maintain the safety of the community. We'll keep looking at that. And as I said earlier, we've got a bill before the Parliament that would further strengthen our legal framework to deal with some of the issues that are at play here. But we're also keen to work with the people who are best placed to provide us with advice on these things. That's why we put in place a Community Protection Board.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed his forces will invade Rafah despite ongoing negotiations for a ceasefire agreement. Mr. Netanyahu has said his forces are prepared to launch their offensive into the southern Gaza region to eliminate the remaining Hamas forces and secure the release of the Israeli hostages capturing in the October 7 raids. It comes following reports that Israel would not be sending a representative to Cairo for the ongoing ceasefire negotiations with Hamas until it has received an official response to its latest proposal. Commissioner General for the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees, Philip Lazzarini, says the potential of an Israeli attack is causing severe mental health issues to the people in Rafah.
There is a extraordinary deep anxiety prevailing right now in Gaza, because the question everybody asks is whether yes or not there will be a military offensive, and the likelihood of a military offensive will all depend whether or not a ceasefire deal will be reached this week. Just to let you know that people have not yet been asked to evacuate from Rafah.
Donald Trump has been fined for defying a gag order and threatened with jail time by the New York judge presiding over his hush money trial. The former United States president is accused of falsifying business records to reimburse his lawyer, Michael Cohen, for a $200,000 payment made to porn star Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 U.S. election. Ahead of the trial, Judge Juan Merchan ordered the 77-year-old not to publicly attack witnesses, jurors, or court staff and their relatives. Judge Merchan has held the former president in contempt of court for violating the potential gag order and fined him $1,000 each for 9 specific instances. He has until the end of the week to remove what the judge referred to as offending posts from his Truth Social account and 2 from a campaign website. Speaking outside the court, he called the trial a hoax.
This is a judge who's conflicted. Badly conflicted. I've never seen a judge so conflicted. And giving us virtually no rulings. I hear I'm not even allowed to say advice of counsel. This is a new one to me. Advice of counsel. When you have a lawyer and the lawyer does something or advises you on something, you say advice of counsel. He said you're not allowed to say that. And so you'll all figure it out.
And in NRL, the South Sydney Rabbitohs have announced the departure of club coach Jason Demetriou. It follows a poor start to the season, with the team currently sitting at the bottom of the table with just a single win in the opening 7 games. Demetriou has also been held responsible for the team failing to qualify for last season's finals. A decision for the interim coach has yet to be announced, with Demetriou's assistants, Ben Hornby and David Ferner, appearing as the most likely candidates. And Daly Cherry Evans has narrowly avoided what could have been the first ever suspension of his career. The Grade 2 dangerous throw charge was downgraded at the judiciary last night, turning a potential 3-match ban into a $750 fine. It means the Manly halfback will be free to face Canberra on Friday night, while he also remains in contention for a maiden Dally M medal. He told the Nine Network it's a relief.
I'm certainly not too worried about that sort of stain on the record, so to speak. But yeah, we just genuinely felt like there was a fair case to come here and get a downgrade, and that ended up being the case, which is great.
And now for a look at today's weather. Broome, sunny 35. Perth, showers developing 27. Adelaide, partly cloudy 19. Melbourne, sunny 17. Hobart, partly cloudy 17. Albury-Wodonga, sunny 21. Canberra, partly cloudy 18. Wollongong, scattered showers 18. Sydney, showers 21. Newcastle, rain 19. Brisbane, a possible shower 25. Townsville, partly cloudy 29. Cairns, much the same. 29, Alice Springs sunny 25, Darwin mostly sunny 35, and the Torres Strait Islands a shower or two 32. And that is NITV Radio News.